Good Monday to you, everybody. I am John Henry, your gluten-free emotional support host. Welcome to another morning message. Yes, I know. I want to take a quick look at this debt ceiling compromise that we reached over the last week with President Biden signing on Saturday in what was described as a private ceremony. I'm not a fan of this deal on the basic level that it's completely unnecessary. I've already written two parts of a series on the national debt, which goes deeper into what that debt is and how it functions and how it's used as a weapon of disinformation against you. I should have that wrapped up in the next couple of days. It's well worth reading and understanding. Make sure you keep your eyes out for that. The great harm this whole pointless argument causes, though, isn't the repercussions or the lowering of investor confidence in U.S. credit, but rather in the way that it's used as an artificial threat to justify fumbling compromises when no compromise is necessary. This allows folks who hold status quo power on both sides to preserve their interests and act as though they're trying really, really hard not to. Sorry, it's just those darned other guys. Given that on the right, this means they have to step back from just flat out ending democracy and enslaving anyone who can't buy their freedom. I don't have a problem with that. My problem is half of the ostensible left, that is the Democratic Party, caves as well to the simple threat of not signing a budget, which is not a threat at all. There are constitutional mechanisms in place to go around precisely that kind of boneheaded power play. Rather than do that, the Dems choose to cave on student loans, on work requirements for food stamps, on the Mountain Valley gas pipeline, and make zero cuts to the outrageously bloated defense budget. Moreover, increases in non-defense spending are capped, but defense isn't. This is the same old crap, sorry. It'll be interesting to see if and how Biden chooses to paint himself out of the corner on the student loan problem. It'll be more interesting to see if the rising voices in the electorate can manage to get more folks like Sanders and Fetterman into office and start standing up to this game, because the simple truth is that it is a game and it has to stop. Poverty is a political choice. It is not an economic necessity. We could quite literally top everyone off to $50,000 right now if we wanted to. There are good reasons we don't, but those reasons are never part of the conversation. Realistically, if we made the political choice, we could implement a universal basic income and a federal job guarantee in a year or less. Problem is, that would free a lot of people up from being required to work for someone else's profit in order to survive, and the people whose profit is at stake don't want that. So they fight against it, and we continue with 500,000 homeless, millions more on the brink of financial disaster, a brink that the GOP insists on pushing them over after stomping on their fingers to make them let go via that student loan problem I mentioned, and we continue playing these ridiculous games. Now, the picture isn't entirely bleak, whether we progressives like to admit it or not. Joe Biden is canny as hell, and he's pulled a swerve more than once to end up far ahead of where we thought he was, even going back to his coming out in support of LGBTQ marriage rights long before President Obama did at the time. Now, I'm not betting that you'll see some workaround that extends the student loan repayment pause, but it won't surprise me if you do either. The edge of what the GOP wanted in terms of cuts and these Malthusian demands that humans with a right to exist earn that right by contributing to some billionaire's monopoly game was significantly blunted. Unfortunately, what we're still not doing is saying loudly and clearly that we know that edge has no reason to exist at all. And the only reason it does is so that ugly-minded, mendacious, slavering lapdogs of fascism and oligarchy can keep pleasing their masters at everyone else's expense. What we're also not saying is that we see the games the Democratic leadership is playing with trying to let things cool down enough so that they can make their move in favor of preserving that status quo power I talked about without causing too much uproar about it. They're doing this by peeling off smaller groups of student loan debtors for special consideration separately from the main group, using student loans as an example. Eventually, the group of people they're sacrificing isn't as loud anymore because it's not as large, and the group of people for whom it's not my problem is larger, and the problem slides into the background again until things get bad enough for people to start getting loud again. Lather, rinse, repeat, and the whole time the left gets to pretend they're fighting hard and winning these big concessions. It's just like Mick Foley said, the real world is faker than professional wrestling. Until we have those conversations out loud and without flinching, we're not winning anything. We're only holding the line or succeeding and not giving up completely. And frankly, that's ridiculous. It's time to evolve. And if we're going to do it kicking and screaming, then so be it. Because the other option is we choose not to evolve, which means we're choosing to become extinct. So, I don't know about you, but extinction is not on my agenda. Let's keep the pressure on and keep this progressive movement going and continue getting people into office that are going to advance the cause of human survival and evolution. So, thank you very much for listening. I have been John Henry, your racist and flattering host. Thanks, and I will see you again tomorrow, hopefully somewhere closer to the morning. I've discussed the issues and things going on with the scheduling in my Saturday Substack newsletter. So all that information is out there. No need to rehash it. We should be back on schedule, like I said, midweek. I'm hoping by midweek this week we'll be back to mornings with the morning message. And other than that, thank you very much. Please don't forget, I'm crowdfunded. JohnHenry.us/money has all of the information you need, whether it's PayPal or Cash App or whatever, Patreon. There are a lot of different ways that you can support what I do here, and I definitely need the help. So thank you very much, and we will see you tomorrow.